Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into our number two of this live Thursday edition. We have John Ashcroft and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld investigating themselves in the torture scandal. We have a lot of Big Brother activities going on, more troops, our troops being killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, a bunch of economic news, and of course, I know we've got loaded phone lines, we'll go into your calls early in this hour. And Bob Chapman was in military intelligence. He's a highly respected economist, written for a lot of big journals in the country. And he's made incredible prediction after amazing prediction here on this show over the years and on other broadcasts and in print. And as international forecaster, one of the most highly respected periodicals out there. And we're going to have Bob Chapman with us. And Bob, good to have you on the show with us. Do we have Bob there? Hey, Bob, good to have you on with us. Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself in a nutshell for those who don't know who you are. Then I want to get into the whole geopolitical scene, the economy, the war, the impending terror attacks that Bush is out fear-mongering us through his surrogates.
Well, I, as you said, worked in counterintelligence for the government, went to university. I was probably one of the largest, if not the largest, gold silver stockbroker in the world for 28 years. Owned my own brokerage firm. Retired in 1989 and couldn't stand it, so I continued to write. I had written for several journals, plus my own clientele of 6,000 clients, and so I just carried it on with the International Forecaster. I also had another publication before that called the Gary Allen Report, which Gary and I, Allen and I wrote together.
Now, I know you've got a lot on your mind today, and I've got questions I've got for you, and I know the listeners will as well, so we can talk about basically any issue, but the economy right now, they're telling us that it's doing wonderfully, but then I look at all the real economic numbers, and they're in the toilet. What's the reality from your 30-plus years of study?
Well, I think the overall reality is the government is lying about most every figure that they released. Now, whether that would happen under a different administration remains to be seen because of the power behind the government itself. But the American public is not being told the truth, and that's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster, hoping that they can get more of the truth as to what is really going on. And so, yes, it is as bad as it seems, particularly in this unemployment situation, which they've tried to improve. To make a long story short, most of it is deception, and employment has only improved ever so slightly in spite of the billions and billions of dollars that have been poured into the economy. And so I think the situation is now that the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, has got to increase in liquidity at an ever-increasing rate just to keep the economy's nose above water. And I think he's got some serious problems with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I think that's why over the last month that he increased the monetary aggregates by about $155 billion under M3, and
okay,
that is one of the reasons, and all.
Bob, we've
also,
got to,
it's another keep the market up.
Okay, we've got a break, but when we get back, I want to explain what, you know, M2, M3 money supplies are, what liquidity means. And basically, the printing presses are on fire. They're printing so fast. They're at light speed, warp 10. And I want to get into how they manipulate the numbers. I mean, one example is they don't count people as unemployed to go off the rolls, so a million people go off the rolls because it's run out, and they say, oh, a million new jobs. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Day began with a special service
to rescue up the hostages. You had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator,
not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I know we have loaded phone lines. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to try to keep Bob Chapman, if we can, a little bit into the next hour as well, so we have plenty of time to go over all of this. But Bob, for those that just joined us, it's always good to reintroduce this, and then I want to go into how the economy really works and what it means to have a plunging dollar and what we're facing. But first off, how did you discover the New World Order, being at the pinnacle of economic success, one of the most highly respected names on the stock market and on gold and other metals? I want people to realize that. But how did you discover what the New World Order is? And then for those in a nutshell, what is the New World Order?
Well, I discovered it when I was involved in counterintelligence, because things were happening that just didn't make any sense to me. And after I left, I spoke with people who knew what was going on, and they filled me in the early 1960s. And the New World Order, is a dream of internationalists who run the financial backdrop for every country in the world, and they control most everything that goes on in every country from behind the scenes. I call them elitists. Some people call them insiders, conspirators, and of course your listenership knows about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, etc.
Absolutely, and their goal is serfdom, to enslave the population. People go, oh, they wouldn't do that. Well, that's really the history of the world, It's like the rock and roll song, everybody wants to rule the world. These guys are really setting up the global mechanism for global taxation, global regulation. And our freedoms, they could care less about those. And when people see the economic scene, I don't think they realize that this is manipulated. This is not free market. That they want booms and busts to consolidate power and control. So I guess we should talk about the Federal Reserve and why they're more than happy, I guess, to have the dollar plunging and what it means to have a weak dollar. And then what, extrapolating from there, what it means to have the Federal Reserve printing money like the late Weimar Republic in the 20s.
Well, the Federal Reserve is a privately owned organization which is controlled by these people. And they create the background for financial events for the future. And presently, what they, on behalf of their mentors, are doing is leading the United States towards a depression. And before that happens, I think you're going to see inflation to some extent. It all depends on the inflation side of it, whether the President of the United States is impeached. I think you're going to see over the next several days here, since the resignation of two top people in the CIA and the President and Dick Cheney, among others, hiring criminal attorneys, I think that they've been caught lying about the Valerie Palm thing, and I think it could bring down the government, and I think the neocons could be out, and I think that there's a possibility that there would be another Republican nominee. And these are the things that are going on that are affecting the whole situation, and of course the underlying thing is the financial problems which have been created deliberately, because what they expected to do was keep the economy going well, get Bush reelected, and then after the election, they let the economy go down. Now it may come a little bit sooner. But anyway, the Fed has been pumping money in, and over the last month they put in M3, which is a conglomeration of most instruments such as checking and savings and the commercial paper. And that increase has been made to increase liquidity in the markets. And I think the main reason is to keep Fannie and Freddie afloat, and the secondary reason is to pump more money into the stock market to keep it up prior to the election.
Okay, Fannie, Freddie, explain to people what that means.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are two agencies which buy mortgages from people who originate them, and then they package them and they sell them to investors, but they guarantee them. Now, up until just recently, it's been assumed that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because they're quasi-governmental organizations, that their worth was guaranteed by the federal government. Well, it's not. And they have about $3 trillion worth of paper out there, which is backed by derivatives and a very, very small actual cash and equity position.
So it's a giant bubble.
It's a giant bubble. There's absolutely no question. And that's been generated by 1% prime rate and loans that at their lowest point were 5.35% for the 30-year fixed mortgage. Those rates are up to around 6.25% right now. And as the rates move higher, you're going to have more people having foreclosures, particularly those who have adjustable mortgages called ARMs. Now, many of those people didn't think interest rates would go higher, and I'm expecting 3 more points on interest rates using the 10-year Treasury note, which has already gone up 1.20% over the last maybe 8 weeks. And as they go up and their ARMs come due and they have to renew them, they'll get a higher interest rate. They won't be able to pay it, and they'll walk away from their homes. And so the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are holding those mortgages, and then they have to sell these foreclosures.
Now, what does it mean to have a plunging dollar? The average, people in Mexico know what it means to have a weak peso, but the average yuppie I talk to think it's funny that the dollar has been devalued, depending on what index you look at, 35 to 46%. Number one, what is the real devaluing in the last 2 years of the dollar, and what does that mean?
Well, the dollar, since the mid-1970s, is off close to 70% in value from inflation over the ensuing years. But when the dollar goes down, it makes U.S. goods cheaper overseas.
But I mean in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years.
Into the United States more expensive.
In the last 2 years, though, the drop against foreign currency specifically.
The last few years, we've seen a low on the euro, we'll use a euro, of 82, and a high on the euro recently of 130, about 6 months ago. The euro is trading around 120 to 122 right now, and so that's how much the dollar has gone down against the euro.
And that's
and
roughly...
And have other measures, such as the Swiss franc.
And that's roughly 40%. That's roughly 40% then.
Yes, and I think it's got another 30 or 40 to go.
Now, Bush said last year that a plunging dollar is good. He said this year that fast food jobs should be indexed as industry jobs, high-tech jobs. And he said that the Congressional Budget Office stated as well that we're going to have seven times the layoffs in the next 5 years on high-tech, and that exporting jobs is our main export, and that it's a good thing.
Well, that's insanity, and any sane person knows that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He may have a master's degree, but he probably slept through classes.
Well, he obviously knows that's a fraud, but this is the propaganda of putting a good face on it.
Well, most everything that they've done is fraud. I mean, when this Palm affair comes out, people are... I mean, it was bad enough the last couple of weeks to find out that we had outside contractors as well as military personnel raping and torturing and abusing prisoners. Now we're going to be beset with the exposure of probably one of the most important CIA operatives in the agency out of vindictiveness against her husband, Joseph Wilson, for saying that the administration was lying about there being uranium that was being shipped to Iraq via Niger. And the CIA had told them, the administration, a year before that wasn't true. It was a lie, but they used it anyway.
And Bush
they just wanted an excuse for war.
Bush still went on the State of the Union and stated it. So why do you think we see these resignations in the CIA? There's rumblings of other resignations by Powell and others. What does that signify?
They want to get out of harm's way, and once they've resigned, they can testify against them. That's interesting, isn't it?
Now, I'm hearing this, and I respect you. You made a lot of accurate predictions, haven't found really any that you weren't right on. You've been late on a few things, so we all have, but everything you've broken down has unfortunately come true. A lot of people are saying that they think there's some type of weird jockeying going on and that this could happen. I just find it hard to believe Bush has done such a good job of raping America, bringing us into the New World Order. Why would they change horses with their cousin, Kerry?
Well, I don't think they want to, but they're forced to. I think it's a power struggle among the elite. And they're saying, one group is saying to the other, hey, you've made a mess of this thing. We got to turn this thing around. We got to get you out of there. Because if you keep on doing it, the whole world's going to come out around our heads. And when that happens, everybody's going to discover what we've been doing, and they're going to take us out and shoot us.
You know, I'm hearing this from just all these different quarters of respected researchers and individuals. We're getting this out of British intelligence. I don't know what to say about it. And, I mean, Bush is just a puppet. So you're thinking the globalists may use Bush as a sacrificial lamb politically to make people believe that the plunging economy and the torture and the CIA sellouts, that all that was Bush?
That's correct, and it's only because they have to. If they didn't have to, they wouldn't want to get rid of him. I mean, they had him going on the way for his second term, and all of these things have come together at the wrong time. The Europeans, the black nobility in Europe, that is part of this conspiracy, the original part of this conspiracy, if you may. They're furious with him because he's just gone off the deep end. And that whole group is so greedy I mean, out of 3,000 government contracts, Halliburton has 2,700 of them.
Tell you what, stay there. Incredible. We'll take your calls when we get back. We're talking to Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We cannot back down. The criminals running the New World Order are bloodthirsty. They enjoy power. They are greedy. There's kind of a mental illness that occurs at high altitudes, the pinnacle of power. It happens in most cases, the majority of the time throughout history. You can take a normal, nice person, give them a lot of power, and they'll flip out and turn into tyrants. Well, you've got inbred families working together, people who funded the Nazis, my friends, in control, and they're going all the way. And when I said during the last segment, you know, that Bob Chapman's made a lot of predictions that come true and that he's only been late a few times, by that he'll say, I think gold's going to do this in 6 months, And it doesn't happen in 6 months. It happens in 8 months. I mean, just scary accuracy. Frankly, I have a lot of that, same talent at looking at all the different information and integrating it together. Frankly, I'm getting this from a lot of corners that I respect, that we could see a major super Watergate scandal, or Bush may go ahead and pull a big terror attack before that happens to smoke screen that out. Now, I said we go to calls in this segment. We will in the next, because I wanted to give Bob Chapman a chance to respond to the government saying there's going to be terror attacks, we're going to have martial law, it's good, all these generals saying this. Bob, comments on that.
Well, I predicted that about 4 or 5 months ago, if the election was close or Mr. Bush was behind, and the latest polls I've seen is that his rating for approval is 42% and 43%, and that's considerably behind.
By the way, a new poll out today.
The reason that they have the different agencies, including the White House itself, without even consulting the FBI, the CIA, or Homeland Security, their most recent alert came right out of the White House.
Well, they
and
do
so
that.
They're getting people ready for a terrorist event, which they will plan.
Well, no, I totally agree with you, and the question is, how do we stop them? So what do you see happening? I mean, just extrapolating, not a prediction, but what you think, probabilities here. You think they'll go ahead and carry out a big terror attack that'll kind of nullify all these other investigations, or will the elite allow them to do that?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. I don't know whether he can act unilaterally. It can go either way. If we do have that kind of an act and we do have martial law, then they're going to have to face the window of opportunity, and that is that window, so they can go forward and implement world government. But at the same time, when they do that, everybody in the world is going to know what they're doing, and because of people like you and I, they're going to know why they're doing it, and they stand the great possibility of being exposed in what they're doing, and the public may just revolt. So they're on pins and needles here. They've laid the plan out, and I don't know whether this martial law thing is part of their plan or not. Maybe it's just Bush's. Maybe it's his own megalomania. It's just too hard to call.
Well, I tend to agree with you. Before 9/11, I got enough clear information and their propaganda, reading how they were trying to prepare the public, that I went on air and I said, call the White House, call the Congress, tell them, don't use your Patsy Bin Laden to attack the World Trade Centers. That's how much information I had, and that was on the record on radio and TV, and that's in my film, Masters of Terror. And everybody heard me for a month straight, coming up before 9/11, off and on, spending 3 hours sometimes a day warning people, because it was specific. I knew they were about to move. I saw the arrogance. Now I see fear. Now I see confusion. Respected journalistic groups like Capitol Hill Blue say Bush is throwing fits, cussing, screaming at people. He thinks he's been cut loose by the elite. But at the same time, that could be disinfo. I mean, I've never seen such a fog. A fog, though, with these glimpses of big rocks ahead.
No matter what way, which way you cut it, Alex, it's bad.
But I've never been able to really put my finger on it. So basically, it's just chaos then.
It is, and we're not going to know what's going to happen until it happens. And if we go into the election, he may get impeached. On the other hand, he may not. We may have martial law. We may not. Everything is up in the air, and that's why being in hard assets like gold and silver stocks and coins is a very good idea, because they're very protective during times like that. And also, the regular stock market could become a victim if some of these things happen, which are negative. Although I do believe that the Federal Reserve is doing its best to drive the market higher, and I think that was part of the deal with Mr. Greenspan made with Mr. Bush to get renominated for another term. and that was to keep the market up or bring it higher.
And then we heard
to show financial results.
And then we heard the Saudis were going to pump more oil right before the election, and now they're doing that. We'll come back. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, we're going to get back to Bob Chapman here in about 4 or 5 minutes, and I promise we'll go to Mark and Kevin and Fred and Kevin and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding. We're going to get to you. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and we do live in interesting times. We're on the edge of going either to the next level of tyranny or giving tyranny quite a blow. But again, the globalists have got it set up where they can burn Apache like Bush, who's really just a minion of them, a puppet, and then put in his cousin, his skull and bones buddy, Kerry. So there's a larger program going on here. But as Bob Chapman said, the globalists are so greedy. Out of 3,000 contracts, 2,700 plus go to Halliburton alone. $1,200,000,000 missing from the Pentagon. You know, forget this article today about $100 million in unused plane tickets by the Pentagon. I mean, that's chump change. There's a mass looting going on, and we'll talk about that as well after some of your calls and get into ways to protect yourself. But before we do that, I want to bring Jim Shepard up on the air. Haven't had him on in a few weeks, from New Millennium Concepts, Made in America, big sponsors of this broadcast, the water filtration purification system I use in my home, that I use when I'm out camping or on the road, and a great system. And you want to take control of your life? Water is 70% of your physical life, 70% of your body. Have to have it to live. But forget getting it because there could be a big disaster coming. Get it because the tap water is full of poison, people. Jim Shepherd, good to have you on.
Always good to have you on. You know, Alex, I think that a lot of people don't realize what happens when they drink water that's full of contaminants. And the reason they don't is because typically you get these chronic conditions. You start getting little arthritis, little aches and pains, and just these slight chronic problems. Some people have prostate problems from certain bacteria that are in the water, and they just don't really realize, they don't connect it with the water, because when you have contaminated water or contaminants in the water, it's not like when you drink it, then 5 minutes later you feel sick. That's not the way it works. The way it works is it starts clogging up your cells. It starts lowering your immune system. Your immune system gets overtaxed trying to get rid of all this stuff. And slowly you just kind of go downhill. You lose energy. Your joints start hurting. And that.
And there are hundreds of prestigious medical reports on this. I mean, a major municipal water supply, mercury, Prozac, Ritalin, birth control pills, high levels of it. Fluoride, chlorine, dead bacteria. Oh, yeah, the chlorine just kills what was alive. You're still drinking the dead stuff, folks, little microscopic chunks of dead meat. I don't want to be gross here, but I believe in this. And it's made in America, and you need to take control of your life. Jim, tell them about the Berkey Light. Tell them about a couple of specials.
Okay. Alex, we have the Berkey Light special that does not have the light. That is $199. And then along with that, you can get a free gift. You can get the Sport Berkey, $40 Sport Berkey. We also have a video or DVD in place. Tells you how to take care of yourself during an emergency like a nuclear, biological event, something like that. You set your house up to be a shelter to keep these contaminants away from you and your family. The other freebie that you can select from is Prudent Places. This has answers on all the hard information to find. I mean, stuff you just can't find anywhere, statistics about anything that you want in the United States.
Demographics, 500-plus color maps, hard-to-find maps, just you name it.
I mean, all the way down to if you're trying to escape a city because there's some sort of an event, which bridges are in disrepair and not to use, and that kind of stuff.
By the way, people can also buy these items individually.
That's absolutely right, and then of course you can also pick the potassium iodate, which protects your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We also have the Berkey Light special with the lights. That's $259, and folks can select two of the free gifts that I just mentioned. And so those are great specials, and all this stuff is hard to find stuff. And you know, you mentioned before about the chlorine in the water. Hey, chlorine is a great thing, and what it does is it kills bacteria and viruses, most bacteria, certain things it doesn't kill. But the problem with the chlorine is anytime you use chlorine, the byproduct is trihomethylenes, which are carcinogenic. They're cancer-causing agents that are in the water.
Well, look, I mean, folks, when you get in a pool that has higher levels in your tap water, it burns your eyes. It smells bad. I mean, this is not good for you, people. And look, I mean, that's why I believe in this. I promote it. Give New Millennium a call, my friends, at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. These are top-of-the-line filtration systems. So the universities that have looked at it have put out the reports, a new level of purification made in America. I'm sorry it's not made in China. 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. As they get busy, call them, and they'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the specials, to look at the filters, what they have, how easy they are to put together. It takes about 2 minutes. At least it took me about a minute and a half.
And by the way, Alex, for folks that want to order on the web, go up there and order either the Berkey Light or the Berkey Light with lights. And then in the comments section when you order, tell them Alex Jones sent you and tell you to enlist the freebie that you want.
Yeah,
and
tell them,
that's how you do it on the air.
Tell them what free gift you want. BerkeyWater.com, or you can also do it at InfoWars.com. Jim, thanks for coming on and take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Good to hear from you. All right, going back to our guest, Bob Chapman, and later we'll tell you about the International Forecaster Review if you want a complimentary copy of that. Just powerful info. This isn't the pap you get. We're going to go to the calls here in about 60 seconds, but Bob, when I listen to the financial talk show host on radio and I occasionally watch TV, it is such a false reality of lies they're putting out. Just from the other professional journals I read, they have to know they're congenital liars. They're putting out all these lies. How do you deal with that?
Well, I know what the lies are, so I just skirt them and look for what meat I can find. I go through 300 pieces of research a day. I probably answer over 100 emails a day. And so I get a lot of exposure, and I've been doing this for many, many years. This is my 45th year, and I did research prior to that. So it's almost 50 years of doing research of one kind or another. So you can spot the good stuff and the bad stuff, and you've got to have a good memory, and you've got to be sharp, and I can do that.
I mean, all the real economic numbers are in trouble. And believe me, I don't like this, folks. We're all, even though this is a fiat system, we're all tied to it. But meanwhile, they're telling us it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, that it's milk and honey. But then I talk to everybody on the street, and they're going, man, it's worse than ever.
That's right, and the honey's got cyanide in it.
It's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in West Virginia. Mark, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You're welcome, Alex. I have a quick comment and then a question. The comment is, I think this issue with the Mexican truckers displacing the jobs of American truckers could be the thing that turns the tide and allows the American people to know that they're we've been taken over by a shadow government.
They're not even going to be searched, but citizens are on the street corners in the middle of the country. Thousands of trucks pouring across. Supreme Court saying there's nothing you can do. They get 3 cents a mile when an American truck driver gets 30 cents a mile. That's a whole other industry, a higher-level blue-collar job where you can make a good living for your family, being destroyed, and this is the plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, American truckers aren't going to put up with it, I'm sure of that. My question is kind of a lengthy one, but I think it's germane to your guest here today. I'm reaching out to you and your guest and your listeners. In 1978 or 79, when the Iranians overtook the U.S. Embassy and took those hostages.
Yeah, in Tehran.
They also took possession of a top secret or unclassified diplomatic and intelligence library. And since that time, the Iranians, in publishing in their own language, have published like 70 volumes called Documents from the Nest of Spies. And to my knowledge, they've never been translated from Farsi into English. And I'm wondering if you or your guest or somebody knows somewhere on the web or at some library in North America or Europe where these documents from the Nest of Spies have been translated English.
That would be interesting, but it's pretty old intelligence, and plus anything that's going to be in a console probably wouldn't be of the highest level. Comments, Bob?
The United States government has forbidden professional journals and scientific journals from Iran and Iraq and some of the other countries over there from being translated in the United States.
So there's your answer. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Mark. Kevin in Colorado. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Alex. You know, I've been on hold a long time, so I hope you'll give me a moment to get through this. And it was before your current guest came on.
That's
so
fine. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a left-wing liberal. This is a positive call, so don't cut me off. I'm a left-wing liberal, and I believe in women's right to choose. I believe in gun control. I believe in socialized medicine. But, listen, we find ourselves back-to-back in this fight against the Bush administration. You know, we can disagree. We can have our opinions, and we can work what we think is right out in the open and keep the American
And I suppose, people. Let me stop you. I suppose you think Kerry's going to save you.
I don't think Kerry's going to save me, but I don't think Kerry is a corrupt, immoral
man. Oh, come on.
Like, hang on now.
Let me talk. And then let Bob talk. He's run 50 whitewashes in Congress. He's the number two whitewasher under Arlen Specter. The guy is business partners with the Bushes and people. The guy is a Skull and Bones member. He's cousins with Bush. He goes to all these big globalist meetings. And you're for gun control. They're building this massive police state. Bush is for gun control, by the way. And you want my guns so they can have their way with me. Bob Chapman comments.
Well, I think you've pretty well covered it, and that's why I tell people to go to a third-party candidate. And, yes, that's why they do want our weapons. And once they're gone, we're dead.
I mean, sir, can't you get past the – look, the government – Kevin, created the UN, created the gun control movements. They They control the left. They control your so-called alternative. Why? Hey, I bet you're not against Che Guevara having an AK-47, but why are you against a citizen having it?
Well, Alex, we're going to be ideologically opposed on a lot of things, but there's a very specific and real danger that we're working
together. But answer my question. You're the one that brought up gun control.
Well,
what's wrong with you? Come on, man. Hitler was for gun control. Don't you understand that?
I do understand that.
It's not
that.
Funny. They're building concentration camps. Did you just hear Bob? Did you just hear Bob? What's going to happen if they get our guns, buddy?
No, I mean, we have to disagree on a few points, but yet we also have to work together on a common problem. I mean, we both have a common problem in this Bush administration. Do you not agree?
No, we have a problem with the whole system that controls people like Bush.
Okay, well, we
and that's
might
why
not...
things never get better, because the left in America thinks it's just the Republicans, and the right in America thinks it's the Democrats, when they're Siamese twins. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I agree with you, and that leaves us really no one to vote for except third-party candidates. And perhaps they can't win, but the point is, at least people can express themselves. This locomotive that's going forward is under great power, and whether we can sidetrack it or not remains to be seen.
Well, let me ask Kevin a question. Kevin, yeah. Do you think the UN's going to save us?
I don't think the UN is going to save us, no. But I do support the UN's role, and I think the UN is a very noble and purposeful body.
Created by the military-industrial complex in this country. By the way, let me expand on that for you. Okay, because this was an important call. Okay, and I hope everybody bears with us. Just hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, sir. I said 2 years ago the UN would come in and take over Iraq, playing the part of the good cop. The UN said that. It's staged, sir. It's theater. Can't you wake up to that? Can't you understand the UN has murdered millions worldwide? The UN is infinitely corrupted as a tool of the... Bob, explain to him what the UN is.
Well, it's exactly what you said and more. It's going to become the housing for world government. And when world government comes, we lose our sovereignty. You lose your citizenship. You become a member of the world. And then from some place in Brussels or London or wherever it is, they're going to dictate to you how you're going to live. And that has already begun under the World Trade Organization and NAFTA and the proposed FTAA. And these are instruments for regionalization, which then eventually will come under the UN. So the UN wants to control you, and in their eyes, you're a parasite.
Yeah, and by the way, they say that in their own documents, you should get Road to Tyranny. By the way, you know the UN's for NAFTA and GATT. They're for all these policies that Bush is for. It's the UN, UNESCO, putting all the children on Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, I don't think, sir, I think you listen to the rhetoric. I don't think you know what the UN's really all about.
Well, if I may make my point, it may be a small point, but I only called to make this one point, okay? And I was trying to lay the groundwork for it. And we are diametrically opposed on a number of issues. You're on the right, I believe. I'm on the left.
Sir, however, I'm way past the left-right paradigm.
Well, yeah, okay. But some would argue that you're just far right. My point is...
Yeah, exactly. You're not listening to what I say. I listen to what you say. Hold on. I can debate my facts with points and history and legislation and witnesses. All you say is that's your opinion, moral relativism. When men in black ski masks come and take you to a forced labor camp, buddy, and I've been to them, all of your talk about moral relativism doesn't matter. This is the real deal. You better grow up. You better grow up.
We agree on moral relativism. We agree. I don't believe that moral relativism is valuable, and I think a good example of moral relativism is watching this Bush administration condone torture in the name of protecting us from terrorists.
But were you complaining when Bill Clinton was supporting School of Americas?
No, I was not. In fact, I am a strong Clinton supporter. We disagree on a number of things, sir, but we stand back-to-back in our agreement on the danger of this Bush administration. This is my point.
Wait a minute, Clinton said he likes Bush, and Bush is doing a good job.
I think you may be taking things slightly out of context.
Bob, do you have anything else to say to this guy?
Well, I think it's a great idea that the left and the right can come together
for a
common cause or against a common enemy. But I think we see the same intellectual dishonesty that we saw in the 1960s. And that is, you have to go and find out what the facts are. And when you do, you'll change. You'll come to the middle.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Look, I mean, I'm glad you're listening, but just please don't call up and tell me how I need to turn my guns in. We're not going to get along. Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, go ahead.
Alex, I want to talk about the economy and the even the mainstream people on Wall Street are nervous. You can tell on the sound of their voices. They're worried about the economy. It's a subsidized economy. The interest rates are artificially low. And I just wanted to ask your guests what do you think will happen with these interest rates in the housing markets?
I tell you what, stay there because we were about to break. We don't have time to answer that till after the segment, next segment. So stay there. Fred, we'll come back to you. Let Bob Chapman answer that. We'll keep into the next hour. Then we'll go to Kevin and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget my new website. It's an amazing website, prisonplanet.tv. And on Infowars.com, we didn't get it posted yesterday. It is posted today. We have the National Geographic photo of a satanic ritual at Bohemian Grove. From National Geographic, doesn't get any more in your face than that.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. The third hour is coming up. Bob Chapman's going to stay with us. Got a bunch of news that I want to get his take on, his analysis on. I know we had loaded phone lines. We're about to go back to your calls. I'm going to get to Bob's response in the next hour or two to what life will be like under the New World Order. I mean, we're already inside the gates of it, but as we burrow deeper into the bowels of it, if they succeed, what will life be like under these control freaks? Before we do that, though, I have made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos that expose the true horror of the globalist. You need to have them. So visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse, to watch video clips, to read about the films and books, to order them, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. These videos and books are powerful, and they're waking people up in a big way. These are tools that we know work. Another tool is Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. You can get a free copy of it by calling a number we're about to give out. You can also subscribe to a year of it, and I read it myself. Bob, how do folks get your current issue?
Well, they can call the toll-free number, 877-479-8178. And I'll repeat that. That is 877-479-8178. And if they'd like to visit my site, it's called theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. Forecaster is spelled F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.
TheInternationalForecaster.com, and what's that toll-free number one more time?
It is 877-479-8178.
Okay, let's go, and we'll give that out again in the next hour. Let's go back to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, we talked about the housing market, the manipulation earlier. I mean, are you asking what's going to happen in Bob's opinion, or are you asking why they're doing this? Fred, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, specifically...
I think you're going to have a huge, sustained rise in mortgage rates.
And that's what Fred's asking me. And I agree with you, Fred. The 10-year Treasury note upon which interest rates are based for mortgages has already gone up 1.2%. And what the market is telling the Federal Reserve is that you better move rates up, or we're going to move up anyway. I expect another 3 points to be tacked on to that. So I expect that the long bond, which is now the 10-year, will be selling somewhere around 8.25 to 8.5 on the yield basis, and that means 30-year fixed mortgages will be 9.25 to 1.5, which is about a point higher. Now, refis have almost been extinguished. They're down into the low 30% area. Another point upward, and they'll drop to 12 or 15% and below that as rates go up. And that means that the price of housing will be coming down because less people will qualify.
And the big point here is that the housing market has been all that's been basically driving things, correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
It has been the key to what they've been doing. And what they've been doing is totally unprecedented historically. I mean, they are way out on the edge, and they're going to fall off.
But
and
isn't
housing's
that...
going to come down anywhere between 20 and 80%, depending upon the price of the house and the location, et cetera.
But isn't that part of the larger plan by the IMF and World Bank? We have their own documents from 2 years ago to artificially create these bubbles and then have controlled burstings?
Absolutely, because it puts the public in a total vulnerable position financially, and it forces them to agree with government that wants to introduce one world government. They can't argue because they don't have any money, or they can't put gas in their car, they don't have any electric, they can't feed their kids.
We'll be right back with the third hour.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.